If he also gave Yudiv and Seira that there is a remez of Mayim from the extra Mem, the extra Yud, the extra Mem, so name a Kavosei. Let him also say the second day of Sukkis, you should start saying Mashav Ruach Marud Agoshim. That's when the first remez of Veniskeyim is the extra Mem. And the Gemara, Kesava Rabbi Kiva, that Kiksev Nisach Yisera Bashish Yudiksev. He learns the extra word nisach is on the sixth day. That's what's extra. The other ones are not. So Rashi like this: nisach yisayro bashishik siv kloima v'neskeho demar b'trein nisuchim siv bashishi. That it says an extra time like lashon rabbi v'neskeho it's nisachim that it says on yom hashishi loch yom abashishi maskal haskir of a bahani mem yud mem mayim lemitzin lemei matavayu diayin. There is an extra word nisakeho saying you have to do two of them. Now, from that alone, we would have thought maybe means two times yayin. So he's also masking to the extra mem, yud mem, to say there's an inyan of nisach hamayim. But when does the Torah say clearly to bring the water? The yom hashishi, the Torah mentions it. So since it's mentioned in the Torah of yom hashishi, that's where he also swore with the Rabbonin, who are masakin, to start saying, mashavuch maranagoshim, the yom hashishi on Sukkos. Alright, we'll start here.
He holding down Gimel and Aleph. He had less Gemara again was going about Rav Kiva Shita. That Rav Kiva said, "Bashishi bechag humaskir." You first start saying Mashav Ruach Marad Agoshim on the sixth day of Sukkot. Shenema Bashishi Neskeho, because it says on the sixth day about Sukkot, it says Veneskeho. And we dash him b'shnei nisuchim akos medaber. Now the pasuk is talking about two different nisuchim, nisach hamayim and nisach hayayin. Echod nisach hamayim, v'echod nisach hayayin. Therefore, since the Torah mentions the union of nisach hamayim on the sixth day, that's the time to start mentioning mashavurach merud agoshim. For the Gemara, how do you know this? It says good v'nitzcheho mashmet two times the nisuchim, two nisachim. In other words, when after you bring the korban to tamat shachar. After Levim, the Shas Levim are singing, you have to bring the Nesachim. You have to pour Yain on the Mizbeach. The thing here says Neskeho, it means two times. One to pour Yain, and one to pour Mayim, water. For the Gemara, how do you know that? V'yayimah Tavayah L'chamro. Maybe both of them you have to pour wine. And the Gemara, Sobolok Reb Yehuda ben Maseira. No, Reb Akiva also agrees to Reb Yehuda ben Maseira's Drosha. The Omer, he says, Remiza Mayim. That the Pasuk is also Mashma Mayim. Because it says an extra mem, an extra yud, and an extra mem. Since it says an extra mem, yud, mem, that means mayim, he's also asking to this Rosh, you have to have mayim during Sukkot. For the Gemara, Yisobolok Reb Yehuda ben Maseira. If Rabbi Akiva agrees to Reb Yehuda ben Maseira, name a kavosei. Let him say like him altogether. That you start saying Mashav Ruach Marad Goshim on the second day. Because the first extra mem is on the second day of Sukkot. That was Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Shita. So Marian says, "Kesav Rabbi Yehuda ki ksev nisach yisera bashish yudiksev." He owes the word niskeho that it says extra b'yom hashishi. That's mamish extra. That comes to teach us you have to have two different types of nisachim. We say one nisach hamayim and one nisach hayayin. Just the question is maybe both of them are two nisuchim of yayin. You have to pour wine two times. On that he uses Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira's drushes to say the mem yud mem, I have an extra word of mayim to teach me you have to use mayim. But when did the Torah say to start using the mayim? That's b'yom shishi. B'yom shishi, that's the first day you start to bring the nisach hamayim, according to him. So that's the first day you also start mentioning Masha Baruch HaMarad HaGoshem. So Martanya Rabbi Nosson Omer. Rabbi Nosson says like this. The pasuk says, Ba'kodesh Hasech Nesach Sheichol Hashem. This pasuk is talking about the korban atomid you bring every single day. It says in Loshem Meshaskin Nesachim. When you're pouring the yayin, it says Loshem of Hasech Nesach Sheichol Hashem. You have to pour like Nesach and Hasech. So we say Bishnei Nisuchim Akosim Medaver. The pasuk here is a remez that sometimes you have to have two different types of Nesachim. What does that mean? Echod Nisach Hamayim, like during Sukkis. You have to also pour water on top of the mizbeach. V'yechod nisach hayayin. And that you do every single day when you bring the korban atomid. Every single day we pour yayin on top of the mizbeach. So that's the drosha to say there's a nisvach of mayim from this pasuk. Hasach nesach sheichol Hashem. For the Gemara Eimer Tavayu Decharmer, again, true, you have to have two times nisachim here, but maybe both of them are made from wine. Maybe you have to pour wine on top of the mizbech twice. How do we know the new chiddush to bring nisach hamayim? You have to have water. So Gemara says, in Cain, if the pasuk meant two times wine, lichtot kroa ay hasach hesach. It should have said two times the same word, hasach hasach, to say two times wine. Ay nesach nesach, two times the word nesach. My hasach nesach, how come the Torah says, Bakurdish hasach nesach, it changes around, hasach to nesach, why does it say there's two different shaynais? He shamat mino, that cha demaya, we hear from here true, one type of nesach, you have to pour water on top of the mizbeach, during sukkis, v'cha dechamro. And there's another type of nesachim the whole year, when you bring the karbonis, you also pour wine on top of the mizbeach. So we have nothing dashes from this pasuk. So even though the chura is a shver, that this pasuk is talking about, we said the korban atomid, that's water every single day. So what does this have to do with sukkis? Like, how do you learn out from here the union of nisach hamayim that's brought punkt on sukkis? And the pasuk is not talking about sukkis; it's talking about the regular korban atomid. So the Menachem Nefesh wants to say, says Yeshi Yeshloima, that hasech heim oisi ois sukkah. Here's the word hasech. He changed around. You have the word sukkah. The tables ba'kodesh hasech b'gematria chag sukkis. For remes ye b'chag oid nisach. That's the drasha. That's a remes here. So when the word hasech, he's hasech, he changed around as the word sukkah. So mele sukkah, without that, we have a vav. Without the vav here, okay. I call upon him to remes here that during sukkis, there's another inyan of nisach. That's the drush of hasech nesach. You have to do two types of nisachim. One of water. When is that? During sukkis. Mor says not this. Elohod etznan. That's how we learned the Mishnah in Sukkah, that nisach hamayim kol zayin. There was a mitzvah to pour the nisach hamayim all 7 days of sukkis. Not 8 days, only 7 days. 7 days of sukkis is the mitzvah nisach hamayim. For the Gemara Mani, who does that Mishnah go like? According to Rabbi Yeshua, he says it's only one day. Rabbi Yeshua, it means Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah that says you first say Mashav Ruach Marad Agoshim on the Yom Achron Shachag, the last day of Chag. So maybe you only have to bring the Sachem also just one day. Maybe it's only the last day, only Chag Yoma. Rabbi Akiva, Trei Yoma. Rabbi Akiva says, when do you start saying Mashav Ruach Maragoshim? On the 6th day? So according to him, true, you have 2 days, the 6th and the 7th, that's all. So Drashi Vesuloi, to Amav and Iskeho, Dainu Bashishi Marba Nisach HaMayim, and better still, not just on Mashav Ruach. But he dashes what it says on the 6th day, Veniskeho, that teaches us you have to have Nisach HaMayim 2 times the Sachim. So you only learn it out on the 6th day, so you start the 6th day and then the 7th day. So you only do it for 2 days. But not all 7 days. Ereb Yudah ben Meseira, if it goes according to Yudah ben Meseira, the Chorashisa Yoyma, he should only have 6 days, because he says he starts B'yom Sheni. He dashes from Niskehem, for Niskeh of Niskehem, Mem, Yud Mem, that it starts off the 2nd day, but it's only the 2nd day that it says for Niskehem. So from the 2nd day is the union of Nisach HaMayim, not the 1st day. So if you only start the 2nd day, there's only 6 days of Nisach HaMayim. So who does the Mishnah go like that says that 7 days of Sukkis every day by the Korban HaTomid used to bring the Nisachim, Nisach HaMayim? So Morin says, Le'olam of Yehuda ben Beseri. Really, I tell you, that Mishnah Sukkah goes according to Yehuda ben Beseri. That says what? You start the 2nd day of Sukkis. So how do you have 7 days? The Teret says, he holds that on Shemini Atzeres, you also made Nisach HaMayim. So Mel, if you start the 2nd day till the 8th day, that's how you have 7 days. For a sphere like Reb Yehuda de Maslisin, he holds like Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah in Sukkah. That's now we learned over there in the Mishnah in Sukkah that Reb Yehuda Oimer belug hoyem menaseh kol shemayna. He holds they used to collect a lug full of water, and all 8 days, even Shemini Atzeres also, they used to use the Nisach HaMayim. So Mel, according to Reb Yehuda de Maslisin, o mapig rishayin umayl shemini. The 1st day of Sukkot, that no. Since it first says, when it's Kehem, the Yom Sheni, you only start the Yom Sheni, do you start using Nisach HaMayim. But the Mishnah says 7 days. The Teret says, he also gave you the Shita, you go through Shemini Atzeres.
Shemini Atzeres also has it. That's how you have seven altogether. The Rashi says, Krab Yudu the Masnisin, Tiyoma Belug Hoye Menasich, Kol Shemoyna, all 8 days, is Loisova Kavosiv Mad Yoma Kol Shemoyna. That's what Krab Yudu, the Mishnah there says, all 8 days, not much of Yudu the Masnisin argues on. Ela Bamed Yoma Vishmini Menasich, only what he says, even on Shemini Atzeres. Now the chib of the Bishmini Manasseh, Meshkachas of Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira, the Yom of Bishmini Maschila, and the Nisach, Hamayim Kol Shiva. The Yudah ben Maseira says you start on the second day. So if you start on the second day, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the eighth day is also you do it, then Akoponim will have 7 days. He's completely like the Mishnah of Yehuda, he doesn't hold. Rabbi Yehuda said it's all 8 days. But Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira holds the first day, no. But after that, you have 7 days, including the eighth day. So the Mishnah Sukkah that says 7 days you have Nisach HaMayim goes according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Taka, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Sukkah that Shemini Atzeres also you have Nisach HaMayim. So the more that can't be, if so, Umayshin or Rishin Deloy. How come Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says the first day you don't have Nisach HaMayim? Why? Dechi Remiza Mayim B'Shein Yehuda Remiza. That time we have the extra word V'niskehem, the extra mem from the mem yud mem, v'niskehem, v'niskeho, v'niskehem, that it starts off the first mem is b'yom sheni. So he's saying it's only the second day and not the first day, because by the first day there's no remez of nisach hamayim. If so, shmini nami, the eighth day also you should not have to do nisach hamayim, because ki remiza mayim b'shvi yud remiza. Where's the last mem on the seventh day? It says the first mem on the second day. It says the yud on the sixth day. And it says the last mem on the seventh day. So true, from the second until the seventh, you have to bring Nisach HaMayim. But not the eighth day? Shemini Atzeres should not have to have Nisach HaMayim, according to Yudu Ben Maseira. So again, we have a kasha. Who does the Mishnah go like in Sukkah that says for 7 days, you bring the Nisach HaMayim? According to Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira, that you first start the second day, you should only have 6 days of Nisach HaMayim, not 7 days. So Gemara says, El, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yeshua, the Mishnah in Sukkah that says for 7 days of Sukkot, every day they brought the Nisach HaMayim, goes according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita. That Rabbi Yeshua says now, Mishnah, when do you start mentioning Mashav Ruach Merod Hagashem? On the first day of Sukkot. So since you start mentioning the Inyan of Mayim, the first day of Sukkot, who are then you start also bringing
Vaket.
And Rabbi Yeshua, he's a Vaket. Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua is like this. The Yoma Mishas HaNechosei, that Yeshua before said, when you start saying Mashav Ruach Merod Hagashem on the seventh day of Sukkot, Mishas, the last day when you put down the lulav, maskir. The Rashi said, now V'yafa Pikein, Sova the Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva. Still he holds all 7 days you have the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. The Gemara Gorma Lo Halach Lo Moshe Mitzinai. Because the Gemara knew that Yeshua holds this Halach Lo Moshe Mitzinai, the Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva. That Nisach HaMayim takes place all 7 days. That's what the Gemara says. Ela Rabbi Yeshua, goes according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that holds true. You start saying Mashav Ruach on the seventh day of Sukkot, the day you put down the lulav. Of our co-point of the Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva. How do you know that? Hilchos HaGemirah. This is one of the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, that Nisach HaMayim is all 7 days. The Yom Rabbi Amir, Rabbi said, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bakas, Beis Chorson, that's in Nechunya, came from this place, Isfakaz Beis Chorson. He said like this, the Halacha of Esa Netiyas, and the Halacha of Arova, the Nisach HaMayim, is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. These three Halachas are considered Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. The Din of Esa Netiyas, that's Halacha about Shviyas, when you're allowed to start working on the fields. The special Halacha, if you have Esa, 10 young trees growing in the field, you're allowed to plow the whole tree. Even 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Rashi says, Esa Netiyas, Rashi says, HaMefuzores Patoich Beiso. If you have 10 young trees growing in a Beiso, is Choshim Kol Beiso Erech Shviyas Ad Rosh Hashanah. There's no bits like Tosfos Shviyas. Up until Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to plow that ground. Afagad Deshash Sodois, and Choshim Lefnei Shviyas Lamajim. Even though other fields, you have to start plowing already, Tosfos Shviyas, 30 days before Shemitah starts. But this halacha, if you have only 10 young trees growing there, Choshim, you're allowed to start planting plow up until Rosh Hashanah. Toyo v'yemein Choshim sviva mafsidim. Since if you don't plow, they'll be destroyed, they'll be mafsid. So it's not called you're plowing the tzorach shvius, it's called you're plowing right now the tzorach, it's growth right now.
But this halach is halach l'mashim Sinai. That if you have 10 trees, 10 young trees growing in the base soil, you're allowed to plow the whole base soil, even the ground, in between one tree and another tree, up until Rosh Hashanah. That's halach l'mashim Sinai. Then the second one is nisach hamayim, shrashi kol shiva. That that we say, you have nisach hamayim all 7 days, that's halach l'mashim Sinai. And who was in our rova? That that we take our rovas in the base of Migdish, that they went around the Mizbeach 7 times in the Shana Rabbah, that was also halach l'mashim Sinai. Rashi says, Arova, Shetaisamin, Shemakifin as a Mizbeach, the Nisach Hamayim halach l'mashim Sinai kulay. If halach l'mashim Sinai, the mitzvah of Arovas, that you go around the Mizbeach, and no one that you bring the Nisach Hamayim Asukis, that's halach l'mashim Sinai. That you do it all 7 days. Senechmami, the Mishnah that says 7 days of Nisach Hamayim goes according to Yeshua Shita, and even though he owed, you first start saying Masha Veruach on the 7th day of Sukkis, but this halacha l'mashim Sinai, all 7 days you have to have Nisach Hamayim. Right. The Mishnah says then, Yehudu Oimeh Mishum 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 Yehudu achrayin maskir, when you come to daven on Shemini Atzeres, the one that davens musaf, he mentions mashav ruach amar negoshim. Ha'achrayin, the one that davens musaf, is maskir. Ha'barishin, the one that davens first, he's not maskir. Harishin is ain't a maskir. The yom tov harishin shal Pesach, what about when it comes the first day of Pesach? Then it's the opposite. Harishin maskir, the one that daven shachris, he still mentions mashav ruach amar negoshim. Abu Achron, the one that davens Musif, is ain't a maskir. By Musif, we don't mention anymore Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim by a Pesach. So that's what we had here. That Yehuda said, Mishum Reb Yeshua, that on Shemini Atzeres, when do you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim, not Shachris, but by Musif? So Mar says, now, hi Reb Yeshua. That's what Reb Yehuda says over the name of Reb Yeshua. Who is this Reb Yeshua? Which Reb Yeshua says like this? Elaimer Reb Yeshua de Masnissin, if you want to say it's Reb Yeshua from our first Mishnah that says that when do you start mentioning Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim on Shemini Atzeres, Fred Gemara, no? Ho'oma b'yom tov ha'achron shel chag, who maskir? And our Mishnah, Reb Yeshua says tam, when do you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim, the last day of Sukkot? But he doesn't say Musaf, he just says on the last day, which reminds me even the beginning of the last day. Even by Shachris also, you should start mentioning Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim. So Reb Yeshua in our Mishnah doesn't say clearly Musaf. It could even be very good Shachris also. So this Reb Yeshua in the Braisa, it says clearly, you only start mentioning Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim like we do by Musaf, and not by Shachris. Yeah. Elo the Gemara says Reb Yeshua the Braisa. It's Reb Yeshua and the Braisa. Fret the Gemara, no? Ho'amah, we had before in the Braisa that Reb Yeshua says, Mishas HaNechosoi. He says, you know when you start saying Mashav Ruach on Hashanah Rabbah, the last day that you use the Lulav, the day you put down HaNechosoi, the day you put down the Lulav, that's when you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim. So Mele can't be Reb Yeshua and the Braisa. V'su, another Kasha have. Ho de Tanya, there's another Braisa that says like this. Before we had in the Braisa Rabbi Yehuda Oymeh Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Now we have Rabbi Yehuda Oymeh Mishem Ben Beseira. That Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Ben Beseira, that's the same halacha. Whoever goes down to Davin Musaf on Shemini Atzeres, whoever davens on Shemini Atzeres is Achroin Maskir. The one that says the Musaf, he says, Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim. That's what Yehuda said over the name of Ben Beseira. Even though before he said over the name of Rabbi Yeshua, now he says over the name of Ben Beseira. For the Gemara now also, Hi Ben Beseira. Who is this Ben Beseira that makes the chilik that on Shemini Atzeres, he only mentioned during Musaf, but during Shachris we don't mention? Who is this Ben Beseira? Elaim Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. If you want to say it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Ho'amah b'sheini b'chagol maskir. We had before in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, on the second day, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira says, you start mentioning Mashav Ruach on the second day of Sukkot. Since that's the day the Torah says, v'nizkehem,
that we learn out the mem to bring Nisach HaMayim, his first thoughts on the second day of Sukkot, who would then, that's the term to first start mentioning, Masha Ruach HaMaragoshim. So the Kisser of Yehuda Ben Masei Rashita is, your first thought on the second day of Sukkot. So you can't say that, that you've used it over the name of Ben Beseiro, that the last day of Sukkot is this Ben Beseiro, because here he says the opposite. He says he started on the second day of Sukkot. Not Shemini Atzeres. So more says like this. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Tehev Rav Yeshua Ben Beseiro. I'll give you a terrace to both these kashes. You know Rabbi Yehuda was saying it over. First he says over Rabbi Yehuda the name of Rabbi Yeshua. And then he says it over the name of Ben Beseira. You know that was, it was the same person. His name was Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. That was his name. So Rabbi Yehuda said over the same memory, like from the same person. It's Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. That's this person's name. Zimnin the Korale Bishmei. Sometimes he called him Rabbi Yeshua on his own name. Vizimnin the Korale Bishmei the Abba. And sometimes Rabbi Yehuda called him Ben Beseira after his father's name. Before he got his own smicha, before Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira got his own smicha, Rabbi Yehuda called him only Ben Beseira after his father's name. After he got smicha, after they gave him smicha, then he called him Rabbi Yeshua after his own name. But I call upon him, it's Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira, it's a new Tana. It's a Tana Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira, that's his shita. If Yeshua Ben Maseir holds, you start saying Masha Ruach Mered Goshem on Shemini Atzeres, but when? Not on Shachris, but by Musaf. By Musaf, that's when you start saying Masha Ruach Mered Goshem. That's a tariff to both these prices. So I write now new aloha. Tona, we learned like this. Betalu Veruchis Loichaivu Chachomim Lahaskir. That we say Murid Atol, or some say Mashav Ruach Murid Atol, to say the union of Tal and about Ruchois, Lechai Vachom Lahaskir. There's no chiyuv to say it. But Vimbo Lahaskir, if somebody does want to say it, Maskir, you have a right to say it. Rashi, Vital of Aruchis, Mashav Ruach Murid Atol. So, Lechai Vachom Lahaskir. There's no chiyuv to say it. Like the Moshe Ashkenaz, don't say it. Ashkenaz never say Merid at all. In the summer, they don't say anything. I feel be Moshe Gashomim. Even in Moshe Gashomim also, if you want to say it, there's no chiyuv to say it. But if you want to say it, you're allowed to say it. The whole year, you could say it. There's no chiyuv to say it, but if you want to, you're allowed to. If you want to ask him, ask him. So Mer explains now why. Why is Tal different than Motor? By Motor, we're saying there's a chiyuv to say it. We have to start saying soon this Masha Baruch HaMerid HaGoshim. After Shemini Atzeres, you have to start saying it. Mashenken to say Merid Atol, that you don't have to say. My time, what's the difference? How come Motta we have to say rain, and do Tal the do we don't have to mention? Omer Rabbi Chanina Lefi Shein Netzorim. The Teretz says that do never stops. That's the Metzius. The world needs the do to live on. The do always comes. Therefore, we don't have to mention it so much to give a shvach to Hashem. As Bishleim, it rains, sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't rain. So we have to say Ritzel, we have to say it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order that Hashem should give us the rain. But something like dew that comes down always and never stops, for that we don't have to mention give shvach to Hashem. Shrashtu fi sheinam netzorim, shel molei hein ein oylem eskayim. If not for the dew, the world couldn't exist. V'aydeh mina betfila, mashav ruach merad agoshem, ay, how come we mention talk about rain and tfila? Lav mishum chiyuvay, Elochai Geshem Umaskir. As Rashi's brother, how come we say Masha V'Ruach? I, we mentioned Ruach. I, was saying right now, Ruach never stops. The Ruach always comes. So you shouldn't have to mention Ruach. And for Rashi, that we say Masha V'Ruach, Merid HaGoshem, the Masha V'Ruach, that's only for the purpose of the Geshem. The word Tal you should leave out. The Ruchoi Smailas L'Oretz L'Sakno L'Nagva. The Ruach helps the rain also. After it rains, if there's a good wind, it's good. It strains out the ground. The bosa mitra kamitra, that the wind that comes after the rain is like the rain itself. So the kids are like this. Tal itself we don't have to mention, because Tal never stops. Huadin Ruach also really don't have to say Mashav Ruach, because since the wind never stops the whole year round, we always have wind. Hashem always gives us wind. There's not such a big inyan to mention it.
But Yeshem, since sometimes yes, sometimes no, we have to mention Mataras Aritzui as if like a tefillah, Hashem, please give us the rain. I, Rashi Bevorans, how come we say Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem? You should not even say Masha Baruch. But there it is, Masha Baruch is only for the purpose of the Geshem. As if to say, you give us Geshem, it's very good to have the wind right after the Geshem. The wind helps out the Geshem. That's why we mention Masha Baruch by Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem. But our koponim tal, there's no chiyuv to mention because it never stops. Right, huh? How do we know this now? V'tal minolam d'loy metzer. How do we know that do never stops? Because the pasuk says, Va'yoymer Eliyahu Tishbi mitoshavi gilot el achav. That Eliyahu Novi told Achav that Chay Hashem, I make like a shvua, Chay Hashem l'kei Yisrael, Hashem amarati l'fonav. Im yia hashonim ela talamotar kiim lefnei the kiim lefi devarai. Like he's making a shrew as if to say, you should know there's not going to be any rain this year. Only the fee what I'm going to tell you. Only when I say there'll be rain. If not, not. She started off to saying tal umotar. Now we'll see if the pasuk says later leich hera lachov v'yetna motar al pnei adama. When Eliyahu wanted to show Achav that he's right and he stopped doing the averis do tshuva, he showed him rain. Now, v'ilu motar lo kama, when Eliyahu Hanavi later went to show him to prove his point that I'm right, I'll show you I have the right to do the things, he showed him it's raining. But Tali didn't show him. Why not? V'ilu tal lo kama le, my time, why didn't he show it to him, the tal? Mishum deloi metzer. Because the pshat is, do never stops. Even during those years, Eliyahu